Blog Talk Radio.
Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way,
the way of those who
has bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray.
I mean, thank you. Welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Mohammed. He has bought this Blog Talk Radio Station so we can address the issue of racism in America and how we get rid of it and where does the root lies at and why don't we uproot it and get rid of it. So we're here tonight and we thank you for joining us. And our program is remove all racial image for worship. And the reason why 400 years and it continues to go on today that racism is still trying to stay alive, and we know it's coming from religion. It's coming from lies, weak ideas, and wrong thinking. So what we can do to start off is open up with a prayer. First, we would say it in the Arabic language, in which all of the prophets and the messengers spoke. Then we would say it in the English translation, inshallah, for those who do not understand the Arabic. Humalay Shaitan Raji. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidimi. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Glory magdubi alayhim walidoli. I mean, we seek protection from God from the rejected enemy, Satan, with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. All praise are due to God, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all worlds. Most gracious, most merciful. Master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, or none of those who go astray. Amen. So welcome and welcome again. Assalamu alaikum. Mean God, peace be unto you. We are here tonight to talk about a serious problem that hadn't gone away. It looked like it might go away, and it always returning because a lie has been told and keep being told. God, Almighty God, the creator of this creation, created us all for one reason, and that is to serve God. That is to serve humanity, serve and be kind and nice to each other. These are things that reward you from God, that we be good fathers and mothers. We be good neighbors. We treat everyone as if possible right. We don't steal. We don't cheat. We don't lie. We don't act greedy. We don't be mean and evil toward each other. We act like human beings. And what is a human being? He is the blessed creature that God has created. And he has created this human being and gave them direction through scripture. Scripture to come to clean up the lies that would cause human beings to be against each other. And the biggest lie can cause us to go against each other, that God got a son, and his son come in one ethnic group. all the groups of people in the world, God chose one people to bring his son about. Nothing but pure racism. Nothing but pure lies. And that's why I said Almighty God never created any white people. I never seen a white person. And God said he never created a black person. He created us human beings. All these names were given to us by us to try to live or control or get along and separate each other. And that's why all these false colors that we use, white and black. If there had been some white people, according to Webster, the word white means pure. If there had been any pure people on this earth, we never would have had racism. The word white means pure, means decent and honesty, means the best. And that hadn't been, if that had happened, those kind of people would have been like that, would call themselves white, we wouldn't have had racism and we wouldn't have had all the lynching and killing because there's no white people on this planet Earth. God didn't make none. And we took on the idea of being black to rally behind, to bring our group up to compete with the so-called white group. And it backfired on us because we are no longer, we had brought us together. Many of our people want to marry Caucasian people. Huh? Many of our people hate themselves through religion, holding God up as a man, as a Caucasian man. Huh? Calling Jesus Christ, the Son of God, a man who is nailed to the cross, people call him their Savior. And we look, when you look at, investigate that idea of Jesus Christ on the cross as a Savior, common sense would tell you the first thing he said, first one he should have saved was himself. So it's a joke. It's a lie. No different than Black Lives Matter. All life matter. Another scheme of Satan. White, black life. If you said black life matter, Caucasian going to say white life. The Chinese going to say yellow life. The police going to say blue life. And then you go setting up racism all over again. It ain't going away until the real truth come out that God is one. Jesus Christ was the Son of Mary and not the Son of God. Jesus Christ, according to their book and our book, says different, that he was murdered. If I nail you to a cross, I just murdered you. You didn't die for my sin. I murdered you. But look what they do. They say he died for your sin. Come back after he been put, buried, and said, Jesus, these lying preachers, these lying people that say they represent what God wants to have is lying to their teeth. He died for your sin. And you can't get two of them, three of them. You can't get a dozen of them to go down to a courtroom and tell any jury that Jesus died for their sin. Can't do it.
Assalamu alaikum.
So we thank Allah for Imam Washuddin Muhammad for bringing this clear evidence that right in our face, but we can see it. No man can die for another man's sin. People get uniforms and rifles and go overseas and say they died for their country. Many times they died for the materialistic crooks of this country. So all these lies got to come to an end, and the lies only good when the truth is out. And we African American are people that have been put, been walked over by the lies. We should be the best at pointing out the truth. And that's what Jesus said we got to have in order to be free. So we here tonight to work to get rid of this evil that's been given to us And as Muslims, we have been given the opportunity to, through the help of Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, to get rid of all this evil. And we have the tools, we have the book, and we have the knowledge to do so. And we doing ourselves, we ain't doing ourselves a favor unless we come together and get rid of this lie that's been given to us. Heard us more than anybody else. Huh? Our people in a few more days gonna be celebrating the lies. So we got one in the queue that we see that's coming on the people to address a serious issue about identity, and he gonna do it in his way. He gonna do it how he know how to do it, and that's Imam Furqan Muhammad from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of East Point, and he is the Imam, resident Imam of Masjid El Mu'minun, 1127 Hank Aaron Drive in Atlanta. So we're going to bring him on because he got a busy schedule. And as soon as we get through dressing up, you can ask him questions. And he won't be here all night with us. He's only going to be a little while. So get your questions together to ask him. First, he's going to make a little talk. He have a talk. And then he's going to answer the question you ask him, inshallah. So I'm going to turn this brother over to Imam Furqan Muhammad. Daya, will you turn his mic on? As-salamu alaykum, brother Imam Furqan.
Okay. Everyone hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We very low.
I begin as always, in, by, and with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise Allah. We thank him. We worship him. We seek his forgiveness and his mercy, his protection, and his guidance. And never, ever do we seek a way against him. We witness always that there is no God except one God, Allah, and that he is one single, unique, and alone, without partners, without a likeness, without an equal, without family, without a spouse, without offspring. And we witness that Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, is first the servant of Allah, and secondly, he is the messenger of Allah. The prayer and the peace be upon him. Dear people, believers, brothers and sisters, to the listening audience, we greet you with the best of the greetings, the greatest of the greetings of all of the great prophets and messengers of God, peace be upon them, the greetings of the angels, the greeting of all righteous people, the greeting that not only suggests that we desire God, peace upon you, but we obligate ourselves to keep and to maintain that peace. Assalamu alaikum. We want to thank the people, those individuals who have made this possible for us to speak to you and who have been instrumental in selecting me as one of the person to present the message this evening. I ask Allah always to guide my heart, to guide my mind, my tongue, and my words, and bless me to say only what is needed. Dear people, our subject matter tonight that we'll be speaking on is geared toward the African-American people, black people, etc., and that is, what name should we be called? What name should we identify ourselves with? This is a big question, and it's an old question. And so we're not going to try to do everything tonight, but we're going to cover certain aspect of our talk tonight. And that is, we begin as a Muslim, We begin with our best form of knowledge, our best source of knowledge, and we begin with the first and number one authority in the life of a Muslim, and that is the Quran, the final revelation, the exact verbatim word of Allah. And Allah mentioned in the Quran for all of us, include every human being on this earth. He referred to us as the children of Adam. Peace be upon him. For Muslim, Adam was not just the first human being, but he was also the first prophet. So we say peace be upon him. And we should think about this. What nationality, what name did Adam himself identify with other than human being, other than the first man or first human being, other than a Muslim? Because Adam for us is also the first Muslim. And then we have to understand, because Allah said that he helped the whole world out, those who are into the name calling, those who are putting their name before anything else, Allah in the beginning called all of us the children of Adam. Notice, he did not call us the children of God. He did not call us his children. He referred to us as his servants. And so again, we have a big deal now. African ancestry. People want to trace their ancestry. They want to trace where they come from, and they spend a lot of money and a lot of time. I have nothing against that, but I'm okay. I'm all right with what God says when he referred to us as the children of Adam. The next name that we are referred to as human beings. When you think of human beings, you don't think of a particular color. You don't think of a particular race, because human beings supersede color or race or an ethnic group. And for us as Muslim, we see Muslim and human being in the same light. And we know during slavery, because we're talking about this because something happened for us to even want to know what should we call ourselves. No other ethnic group of people is trying to find out what name should they call themselves. We are the only one. And we know that because of the 400 years of history that we went through. And the one who enslaved us was not a human being. And the one who enslaved us made it difficult for us to be a human being. So they really made us other than a human being. This is a big tiler. There can be a room with 100 or 1,000 people in the room. It don't mean you have a single human being in the room. You may not have a 5 human being in the room, yet you have over 1,000 people. So this is no light tiler to have. And we have the word Muslim, and some people who are ignorant, they hear the name Muslim, they think of some Arab. They believe in the concept that all Arabs are Muslim and all Muslims are Arab, which is further from the truth. You know, the Arab people only represent about 20% of Islamic population. And so technical speaking, according to the Quran and according to the teachings of Islam, actually there is no such thing as a non-Muslim. God says in the Quran clearly that he has created every human being a Muslim, and that he has created the entire creation Muslim. It's not just the nature of the human being, it's also the nature of the creation itself, Muslim. Muslim simply suggests one who submits himself or herself to the will of Allah. And Allah did not create anything to fight him or to resist him. Whatever he created it to obey him, to submit to him. So these are powerful terms and powerful names. Children of Adam, human being, and Muslim. And sometime in defining ourselves, we have to start off by telling what we are not before we tell what we are. And that is, we are not Negro. And we have to give meaning to Negro. We have to be able to defend why we are not Negroes. And one of the things that you learn in history, you don't let your enemy name you. You don't let someone other than your own self define you. So we are not the origin of giving this name to ourselves. Someone else gave us this name. Someone else said we was Negro. But if you look at this word Negro, it certainly means black, but it doesn't mean black when it comes to something with life in it, when something that is living and moving. You wouldn't use this particular word to refer to a horse as a Negro horse or a Negro cow or a Negro dog because of the life that exists. It's referred to something that's lifeless, something that's dead and useless. So the one that gave us this name, this is how they perceived us: dead, lifeless, worthless, and have no movement or progress in our life, knowing that they was the one causing us to be dead and lifeless and have no progress in our life. So we definitely should not refer to ourselves as Negro. Now, bear in mind, if there are people among us who are not active, who are not moving, waiting on someone else to tell them what to do, someone else pushing them, then in that reality, you are Negro. So maybe we do have a few Negroes that still exist. That name, we should reject that name. And then the next name we was referred to as colored people. And many people don't know that this word color has more than one shade of meaning. One person is calling you colored because you darken in them. But another person is calling you colored just like we call a book a coloring book. A coloring book is blank, and you color the characters in that book any color you want it to be. So in that sense, colored means we change you, or we can change you. So in that sense, being made slave, they changed us. The slave master changed us to whatever they wanted us to be. So in that sense, we was color. But the other meaning, we were calling our color because we were different shades. But that name also should be rejected. But even though we should reject that name, Allah can take a bad thing and make a good out of it. Inside of bad, there's always some good. Inside of good, there's never any bad. Despite the 400 years of slavery, which is ugly, we was mixed up because of sex, having sex. The slave master wanted us to just have babies and multiply. And because of that 400 years of history, really you can see the whole entire world in us. Any nationality, any race of people can sit among us and find a likeness of themselves among us. That's how mixed we were. So really we become Joseph coat of many color. You look at us, you can see the whole entire world. Our color is so multi. From tan lines and brown, teas and tans, sweet Georgia brown, mellow yellow, ebony black, and on the colors. But we shouldn't accept that as an identity, and we should not accept it as our name. Then the next name, it was called black, but black was a reaction actually to white. If you're not white, then you must be black. If you're not black, you must be white. And we should never be called by skin color. Skin color is not the right identity that you should identify with people. You got peoples in Africa who are black, but they don't call themselves black. You can look at them and see they have dark skin. They call themselves Sudanese. They call themselves other name, Nigerian, Senegalese. They don't call themselves black. So this black was just really fighting off being white. And so it become white versus black, black versus white, and white is right and black is wrong. So it became a name that was negative. But again, God never referred to any people as black or white. And so this black and white have made people more conscious of their skin than anything else. And we should not be overconscious of our skin. And I don't think nobody in the world is more conscious of their skin color than the people in America. And it has affected the whole world. And then we have the term African American. That's better than Negro. It's better than color. It's better than black. But even that have a defect. Or it have defects. Because, first of all, Africa itself was not named by the peoples in Africa or of Africa. Africa was named by an outsider. And so when we say African American, we still have an issue because there are peoples in South Africa who are white-looking, European-looking. And if they come to America, they too now become African American. But again, progress, better than the other name, but still not the best name. Now, as a Muslim, Imam Muhammad, many years ago, solved the problem, and he acknowledged that most people would not accept this name, or they wouldn't feel comfortable with this name. He used the name Biladian, and he gave us the why. Why Biladian? Why not another name? Because in Islamic history, there was a man named Bilal. He was a real character. He was not a fake or made up character. And he himself was a slave. So that's the first identity that we have with this man. He himself was a slave. And secondly, he also was from Africa. And thirdly, he was a Muslim. So it gave us three connections with this man. And many of us, we refer to ourselves as Biladian. And Biladian is a good name. And when you name yourself, you're doing something that the world have already did. The world have named themselves. They do not allow anyone else to name them. Japanese go with Japan. China go with Chinese. We can go on how history has recorded people naming themselves either after their country or a great ancestor, such as the Roman naming coming from Romulus, one of their great heroes. So again, we're dealing with 400 years of slavery that have produced an identity crisis. So we can easily say that the first case of identity theft was done by the former slave master. He was the first one that practiced identity theft. So we're still suffering from that 400 years of slavery. And we listen to different people tell their story on how they was oppressed. We listen to the Jewish people, and they talk about the Holocaust. And it hurts you. It pains you, anyone who hear that. We can go all over the world. We can even take it in America with the Native American, the Indian. And many of them are still cooped up on a reservation. And they was oppressed. But none of that touched the oppression that happened to us that took place 1,400 years consistency, where we actually lost our identity. The Indians, they never lost their identity. The Jewish people, they never lost their identity. When you lose your identity, you lose something that's priceless and may haunt you the rest of your life. There are many children, they don't know who their father is, and they search and search to find out who is my father. And that's quite right. Different than a child who knows who his father is. And so we as a people for 400 years is still searching for our rightful name. And again, for us as Muslims, we should be comfortable with the children of Adam. We should be comfortable with the name human beings. We should be comfortable with the name Muslim, but in particular, No one can tell us who we are. No one can tell us our identity. So that means that we name our own selves. And so the name Beladian, a wonderful name. People dislike it. People can disagree with it. But how can someone define who you are? We are not trying to define anyone outside of us, but someone is always trying to define us.
Right.
In Allah mentioned in the Quran that Allah has made us different colors and different shades so that we can get a chance to mix and get to know each other, which means Allah could have made all the people, all the human beings, one color, one ethnic group, but he didn't. It was done deliberately for us to mix together and get to know each other. And so we see greatness among all the people, but we also see things that will make you ashamed of your ethnic group. So again, Allah said he has made us different. So we should never have a problem with being different. My difference is just as great as your differences. But he didn't make this, bring it about to divide us. He brought it about so we can see his glory and see his beauty in this creation. You know, the most beautiful flower garden is not a flower garden where all the flowers are the same color and the same shape and the same size. The most beautiful flower garden is a little of everything in the garden, a little yellow, a little red, a little pink. And so Allah has made the human being different shades and different colors. Not that we despise each other, but we can all look and say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Alhamdulillah, the praise belongs to Allah. That we should thank Allah for who we are and what we are. And we should never apologize and wish that I was another race, wish that I was part of another ethnic group. Ashamed of what Allah has made us. So the Quran solved the problem by saying that he has made us, Allah, different shade, different color, different nation, that we may mix and get a chance to know each other. So for myself, I don't need any African ancestry. I'm not trying to check out who I am. I'm not trying to find out where my ancestors are. You know, people say, I'm from Africa. And some of us who say this, we have a loose tongue. We say, I'm from Africa. You know how big Africa is? Africa is a continent. A continent carries countries. And then country carries cities and towns. So where in Africa are you from? I'm not trying to find that out. I'm comfortable with what God has given me. So today we are a new people. We're the only peoples on the earth that can say that we are a new people. What we've been through has made us a new people. And what we should always go back to is our origin. And the language that we used to speak, that language says that we are other than ourselves. And we have to go back to find our true self. And our true self is a righteous Muslim. That's our real self. If a person becomes a Muslim, I don't care what color he is, at that moment, what counts is that he is a Muslim. So that means everything else that come behind that has to be separate. It can't be black Muslim. It has to be Muslim that's black. It can't be American Muslim. It has to be a Muslim that happens to be in America. We can easily see our greatest name is Muslim because Muslim don't suggest a color. It don't suggest an ethnic group of people. It suggests a person who submit himself to God, don't care what color he is, don't care where he come from. And so, again, when we say Muslim, we can't narrow it down that we're talking about Arabs. Are we talking about somebody in the Philippines? Are we talking about somebody in China? When we say Muslim, we have to go a little bit deeper to find out nationality and color. So the first thing is first because it is the most important, and that is that we were created to submit to God. That's our purpose on this earth. God said he has not created men or jinn, men or spirit, other than to submit and to obey him. We don't care how tall you are, how dark you are, how so-called white you are, how short you are, how fat you are. It doesn't matter. What matter is you was created originally out the gate a Muslim, and because of environments and circumstances, you may be other than that today. But day one, God said he created us to submit to him. Those are my comments for tonight. We do want to open the door for a few questions. I do have another engagement, as my brother said, that we are not going to be here all night.
Anybody, Imam, how long ago you were planning on being here, Brother Imam? How many minutes do you have?
Maybe
Imam,
5 or 10 minutes, and I'm out of here.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, anybody got any questions, Imam, make it short, because Imam only got about 5 more minutes left. So anybody got any questions? You can ask them now.
If you have any questions, please push 1 on your phone receiver, and you'll be brought into the queue. Questions or comments? Please push 1 on your telephone receiver, and you'll be brought into the queue. Voice your opinion, ask a question, or comment. Okay. Amen. Excellent. Excellent presentation.
I'm grateful that you all invited me to be on the show. And whenever I can come on, I will do it. Sometimes I'm busy, I can't do it. But I thank the person, all the people who chose this subject. You chose a very good subject. And it's an ever-going process. It's not a yes or a no. We have to continue to work on that. But in the meantime, we should go back to what God made us regardless. As an imam, I would not allow anyone to bring me on a program and bring me on a show and introduce me as a black Muslim. I won't let them do that. I won't let them introduce me as an African-American Muslim. I won't let them introduce me as an American Muslim. Have to introduce me as a Muslim first, and everything else must follow that.
Okay, Brother Raqib, you got something to say? Brother Raqib.
I don't have him in the queue. He did not push 1 on his phone receiver.
He's on my phone. Oh, you got
he's on
your
phone. Wa alaikum as-salam.
I thought it was something he wanted to say. What's up, Nathan?
Evidently, he doesn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say to everyone in my closing remarks that education is the key. We have to educate the masses of the people.
You stay.
To educate
on Santa Monica Boulevard or
educate our family, and this is what we're doing tonight. Educating the people, and we can't do it in a one session. It's going to take many sessions, just like we have the pre-K, and then we have the kindergarten, and then we have the first grade. This is how we have to look at education, but this is a beginning. And again, if I have said anything to you that have been some help to you, the praise and the glory belongs only to Allah. And if I have said anything wrong to constitute errors and mistakes, they are all mine. And I seek Allah's forgiveness and his mercy. I mean. We meet again. I greet all of you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Imam.
Thank you, Brother Imam. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to thank Brother Imam for coming on and sharing with us that precious knowledge. You can hear that knowledge that makes sense, Brother Imam Wilkan Muhammad, and we will be writing them to come back. And there's anyone in the queue that want to ask a question or say anything else about something else, all you got to do is match 1 and come on in the queue.
Brother Amin, go ahead. Was that Brother Amin?
No, that brother Raqib. Raqib, you speaking? Go ahead.
Somebody said, well, that was brother Raqib that said, well,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Well, I got Salam.
I would like to know where can we hear some more of that teaching from that the imam just
Well, we had to write it back. He'll be coming back.
Where can we hear some more of that teaching? Where's the
masjid at? Imam Masjid is 1127 Mayfair Drive in Atlanta.
That was given when he first came on. Introduced him, yeah.
That was Imam Fuller.
Okay. Yeah, that information was given.
That was Imam Fuller. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. You got anything else you want to say?
Not at the time.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, we thank all who's on, and may Allah continue to bless us all. We keep going forward with this show, with this Box Talk radio station. We're trying to get rid of racism and get out of the world so we can all live in peace. And that's what Allah intended for us to be, in peace. And we can't have no peace with all these lies. Holding images up, and that's the problem. Calling people by color they don't have, and we really, that's human beings. But when you say Black Lives Matter, the Chinese man says Yellow Lives Matter. The Caucasian man, he might say White Lives Matter, and pretty soon then the police will say Blue Lives Matter. And pretty soon you got a problem on hand, because we are all supposed to be human beings. We all are just here to matter. And all these colors and ideas, concepts have come from Satan itself to divide us. And it's like Republican Democrats. We know that you can be a devil or Republican and a devil or Democrat. But to be a good man, no care what you call yourself, that's what people should be looking for. Somebody that's honest, decent, got good morals, to lead them. They shouldn't pick, you shouldn't be picking we shouldn't pick devils to lead us. Start off as a devil, start off lying, start off trying to divide the country up, start off trying to start a race war. You know, we shouldn't have nobody like that and call that person a leader. That's not a leader, that's a leader. Because we know there's more good people than bad. And the good people stood up at the last election and tried to get rid of the bad. But we still can't let our guards down. We got to make sure that the people that represent us, that we want them to know what is going on and want them to do, address the problem and get rid of the problem. In Southland, Texas, African Americans, all other groups have moved there because they were told they had the best school. In Southland, Texas, in that neighborhood, a neighborhood where people got skills and talents and money. They moved there, all of them moved there. But now racism popped up. And now they're having a problem at the school of racism. They don't want to talk about African American history. All they want to do is bring you the history that had been tampered with. It's not true history. Chris Columbus didn't discover America. All these have been lies that have been fed to the majority of people. They don't want to talk about the Civil War, the evil of the Civil War, how they lynched and killed and mistreated, wouldn't pay the people. They don't want to talk about that. They want to get past that. But they don't want to get past the fact that they are not fair and just. They don't want to talk about that. So long as that evidence is in the world, we always going to say, we know what's going to happen to those them African-Americans when they go to court. We know that all of a Caucasian go to court for killing one of us. They allowed to cut him a loop before the trial gets started. And most of the trials that you see, like the brother got killed down in Macon. Got killed, and he got shot down, and they tried to say it was self-defense. Self-defense, when you fight back, when you got a weapon yourself, that's self-defense. If they get away with that trial, they're going to be able to kill us and say it was self. That's like they killed Trayvon Martin. See, and this comes from a religion. What religion? False Christianity and holding God up as a Caucasian or so-called white man. That's where it comes from. Until we, Imam said, the language got to be changed. We got to change the language or bring in better language. And the best language we can bring in, that we all fold to be human beings. That's not a character of a human being to kill another human being for nothing. So we got a lot of people who are human, and they're not. They're animals with a gun. They're animals with some money. And they think they can do whatever they will with you because of your dark skin. And this show tonight, Remove All Racial Image, is we the only people in America with dealing with the root of the problem. Everybody else is dealing with the limbs. We're going to the root of the problem. Love ain't going to get it. That might love everybody. You can't love more people than God does. God said he loves those who do right. He said he don't love those. He give commandments. He give pictures in the Bible what he do to those people who don't hearken to live the life of a good human being. He shows you what he does. He shows you what he do to the homosexual population. He destroyed them. Matter of fact, they destroyed themselves. Allah say he never wronged them. They wronged themselves. So they destroy themselves. They take themselves out of the picture of being a human being because God said human beings are supposed to populate the earth. Two men will never be able to populate the earth. Two women will not be able to populate the earth. Only thing they are doing is setting up the stage. But they can go into this people who are scraped and get people from them and bring them into their fold of life. They are ungodly life. That's what they're doing. They send the TV, the movies, the magazine. They are setting them up where they can go into the people who said they are scraped, who are trying to live a life like God said. They go into those people and bring those people over there with the good people, the straight people, out of them and bring them in their camp. That's what they're doing. They can't produce no life. And the Catholic Church are talking about they do not sanction abortion. Why wouldn't they not sanction abortion? Because the way they live, they don't get married, the nuns don't get married, the priests don't get married, so they can't produce nobody. So they got to go and recruit people that haven't children to bring them into their fold, to make Catholic priests out of people that come from a relationship of a man and woman. They got to go in there and reach and pull some of those people out and bring them in their camp of being a nun. No one, nun is not supposed to get married to have no children.
Can you see the scheme? They got to recruit people that have children and recruit those people, children, that they brought into the world to repopulate the world. They got to recruit them and bring them into their fold. And people are talking about ain't nothing wrong with being a homosexual. God destroyed the homosexual population. And you, if you think about it, you can see why. It's unproductive. It's filthy. It's not decent that two rusted men kissing each other. So it's not decent two women, two people who supposed to do bring life in the world and keep life going, they are getting it on like animals. That's not no love. That's why God said marriage is between a man and a woman. They want to change God's law. And we done seen what the end of those who changed it before and did what they thought they could do. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't you know God would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, America, or Sodom and Gomorrah, or California, Sodom and Gomorrah, Las Vegas? What good is they still going on there? And the people who know the truth, they have been given an obligation to change this mess. And Allah said he with those that do right. Meaning don't fear them, but fear Allah. Fear what Allah going to do. That's what we should be doing. It should be in the streets with the paper, with books, with whatever it takes, and calling the people back to right. And the only way you could do that, you got to have love for the people that you call it. You have to have concern for the people. You can't say, let them do their own thing. You can't say, let them be their way and we be out. No, you got to bring the truth to them clearly and give them an opportunity to make a choice. And this is what life is about, making a choice, because many of them have made the wrong choice. There was a lady on the internet, been a homosexual 35 years, and she said on the internet that these preachers, that these religious people are not doing the people justice by not teaching them the truth. It was this Christian woman said. This Christian woman said they're not doing any justice to the people because they're not telling the truth. Only thing they are doing is collecting money and letting people go to hell with their eyes open. This is what she said. 35 years she was in a homosexual relationship. She ain't the only one now heard that went to that. But we've been given this knowledge from the Quran and been given the understanding of the Bible, so we've been moved up the ladder to deal with this issue. And we shouldn't be worried about the criticism coming from the criticized. When we get past that, then we're going to make progress. Because God, Allah said, he would never change a people's condition until they change what's in their hearts about each other. And we must learn to change. We must learn not to give up on anybody. We are human beings. We are all of the children of Adam. So we don't give up on nobody. I don't care what they call themselves, white, black. Because when we ask the people, bring me a white man, or any white people out there, bring them, let's see if you're white. Let's go to Home Depot and get the color chart and put your skin color up with the white color chart. I'm putting my skin up with the color chart that is supposed to be black. And you see that I'm not black and you're not white. It's simple as that. We've been both lied to, and we've been lied to keep divided and conquered, because these are people that Satan is trying to get to go to hell, the one he lied and one he done conquered. So we're here tonight. Q, we're going into our second hour. So anyone got anything to say before we go into our business talk about building established business. You got something you want to say? Now's the time. Diane, you see anybody want to say anything? Huh? Say what now? Diane?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm bringing up one now. They just indicated they wanted to say something. Brother Imam Ibrahim. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Imam Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I saw the question mark by your number indicating that you might want to speak.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Yeah. I just want to say I enjoyed the show. I was listening all the time. I enjoyed the show, and I really enjoyed it because then I would talk with the sisters, I think it was last week, that we tried to come to some conclusion about what our nationality was, and me and Diane spoke out about it, and I said we was Bilalians. I said what happened, it didn't go like it's supposed to go, because even Muhammad said we didn't support him. So he lashed it. And the ones that came at him about that name was the Pakistanians. So he put them in check first and to try to move on into it. But anyway, that's another story. Only but was to testify, nothing deserves worship except Allah alone, who have no associates, no partners. We're going to win this war.
Yes, sir.
Like I said before, we got Allah. You know how I'm going to say, he said, I got Allah on my side, and that's my friend. So how can I lose?
Allah wake up.
You know, how can you lose if you got the Lord of all the worlds on your side? And I only been one to testify that that final revelation that Allah sit down to earth through Prophet Muhammad, may the prayers and peace and blessings be upon him, is the final revelation. And like my brother was saying earlier, Agua said, we're not worried about the criticizers. The criticizers will use anything they can to make you second guess yourself, to make you back up on what you're doing and the way that you're carrying it. I was at a doctor's office one day, and the girl was a Jew. And they had a conversation going on. And she asked me something. I said, well, you know, I love what God loves, and I hate what God hates. She said, oh, you shouldn't say it like that. That's so harsh. I said, is it? I said, harsh? Yes, that's harsh. I said, I'm not going to change what I said. I said, I meant what I said. See, you don't came from over here from where you came from. You was in a position where you was at before you got hit. So everything on it where you was at, you didn't have anybody to come and tell you the truth. Everything you was told was a lie to get you over here. And then you come over here, and then you look down on the minority or the people over here because you think you somebody. But then you done ran into somebody. I had to tell her that. But anyway, that's because that would have been put up in their image for so many years. Never see, you know, one thing, just like our leader told us, Imam Muhammad, they don't even read. They got Bibles all in their house, all in the car, behind in the trunk, and don't even read them. But one thing our leader told us, what he taught us, he even told us, what I told you, go and check it out for yourself. They don't read. How can you place something, an image, on a piece of wood, a tree, in that image, in that color, and say that's God's son? See, everything they have done, they have went totally against scripture. They own book, but they don't believe in the book nowhere. It's just a game. I always said, and this is my little knowledge, my little head, I always said they were not a religion. They're an organization. And how many organizations you got in the world? And every organization is set up for what? For one thing, money, and to rule and control people with money. See, so now you throw an image up there, but the Bible said the man that you call Jesus didn't look like that. His leg was bronze. Unskinned dog had like sheep wool. And said, I was red as fire. Now that show don't look like the one you got more across and told that lie about that God's son. But see, they told the truth in this aspect. That's the son they gave it. It ain't the son that Allah ordained for anybody to say that's his son. We don't believe in that. But they have duped the people with that. And the society we live in today had took that head on and never questioned it. But now you've got a group of people that had came up out of nowhere. But the people that came up out of nowhere, I'd like to describe them to you from our leader's perspective. He said, we were sitting on the floor in the mansion in Chicago. He said, y'all look like little children sitting down there on the floor. But that's going to come a time through this information, through this knowledge that Allah has blessed us with, that you're going to rise up like giants. And we're going to come at the world that you have built up. See, the world you built up was built on falsehood, lies, and corruption. Now, we coming out of nowhere. But we the people of the scripture. Your scripture said there will come a people that will come up and challenge you. We them people. But you would never dare look back in history and say it was us. You're scared to say it was us. But here we are. And what's so unique about us, we are challenging you. And we're not backing down on what we done said. And we have used your scripture, so there's nowhere for you to run and hide. See, we learned that old trick about the gopher who has so many holes. And we was taught, when the gopher pop up his head, don't run at him, and try to block him. So you either the way that hole he came out of and put your foot there and cover that hole up. Then when he jump out of another one, you ease over there and you cover that up. Pretty soon, he ain't got no hole to lie in. And we talking about scripture. We have used their scripture to prove to the world that they are a bunch of liars, hypocrites, murderers, rapists, baby snatchers. That's what they are. You can't even think of a better category to put up in. And they did it on that lie that they got up on the wall talking about this God's son. Yeah. But you got a group of people, as I said. That's us. And yes, we're Muslims. That's right. You can call us what you want to call us. But I tell you what, we challenging the whole world. We ain't heard y'all come on our show and call us a lie. How can you call us a lie when we coming from your book? See, the trick was you thought everything we were saying, we going to come from the Quran. They give you a door open to come and challenge it. But no, we came with your book. Now challenge your book. Challenge what God said, like my brother said. You were so devious, dirty, deceitful, and during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when you break the world down, look at it, Sodom, sodomy. That's where the word sodomy come from. Gomorrah, gonorrhea. That's where gonorrhea come from. But see, they didn't want you to know that. And then they look at it, when you ask them questions over here about it, oh, well, that was so far ago in history, we can't know how to tell what really went on. You're a lie. Because it's in every scripture that God sent what they done, how they done it. And then you brought it over here in America, when you was allowed to come over here, you brought the same type of deceit for mentality over in this country. You did it to the Indians. You did it to everybody that came in this country. Yet, you got a country now, and you're supposed to be the world's greatest country in the world. That's what Egypt was, too. And what happened? There were a few brothers around that threw their brother, Joseph, in the well. And somebody came by and picked him up. Well, let me tell you, Joseph is alive, and that's us. Because he was a man that after coming out of prison, coming out of a situation that you put him in, and he bared it, and he kept in contact with his Lord. and he never deviated from nothing that his Lord told him. Here we are. We haven't deviated from nothing that Allah done gave us. We don't care what you say, but we know one thing. We know we got you. And pretty soon, you're going to have to bear witness because you cannot make Allah a lie. You're not going to make God a lie. And then you try to play a little trick on people when they say God and we say Allah. Oh, that's two different gods. You're a lie. Number one. That's number one. And the one that we call on is the same one you're supposed to be calling on. But you done lied to the people. You done hoodwinked them. What does scripture say? They're the former slaves that came up out of nowhere and challenged the world. That's your scripture talking. And here we are talking to you. Like it or not. So you go ahead over with your Jesus, the phony one. We got the real one. We can say that. We love him. We don't love him the way you brought him. No, we don't. And we are not a people that'll go along with your concept, oh, we love everybody. God didn't love everybody. If he did, why destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and other nations of people? Babies and everything. You call that love? And it was only done by God when the people went so far astray away from what God had ordained for them to do, then he brought the punishment on. And once the punishment is released, there's no turning it back. That's why we're talking to you first. Now, by us talking to you, you got opportunity to change. Like the brother said about the sister that was a lesbian for 35 years. And God must have blessed her to shake it off. And then she bust the church when she shook it off. But she ain't told us nothing. All you do is read Romans chapter 1. What she was saying, that is right there. And then how can you be so unique as a person and you raping little boys, little girls? A monastery full of skeletons, baby skeletons. And you talking about you God's chosen people? You Satan's chosen people. You have lived a lie so long that you look just like Satan now. And you can't even cut him loose because he won't allow you. Like your sister say, all you want to do is get the congregation to pay for your $15 a cigar. One apparatus costs $15. Now you got a whole box of 40 of them. Count that up. That's what you want. So that's why I say your organization, you had came together, you had wrote your own little rules and laws to run that organization, you're sticking with it, but your organization is only designed to rip off the poor and keep the poor poor while you get rich. I'm going to bow out at this time, and I will hang on. If there's any answer, we want you to question us. You ain't seen nothing yet. You thought you heard it, and you thought you heard something. But can't you hear the thunder? Don't they always say the Lord before the storm? Well, Lord before the storm means the thunder. We're thundering right now. I came to you in peace. And I pray you in peace. If you're not, I can't help you. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, brother imam. And thank you for sharing the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Brother Hafa is in another part of the room, but I do see someone else who would like to come into the queue. So I'm going to bring him in. All right. Is it all right, Brother Akbar, if I bring in the next
Yeah, let's bring in. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Muhammad Mubarak, Sister Hadi.
Sorry.
This one's saying, of course, I've been with there's no God but Allah and Allah alone. I've been with Muhammad ibn Abdullah, his final prophet and messenger. And I just wanted to give everybody a greeting and let you know I was on. And I appreciate Brother Akbar and the brother that just went off presentation. And it was, you know, something that needed to be heard and absolutely the truth. And, you know, Satan going to do what he's going to do. He's going to influence people to live the life that's going to cause humanity to go astray, keep them going astray. You know, that's sickness. That's the disease they got. White supremacy, abusing people. One of the brothers was saying, control people with fear and money, not just money, but fear and money. And, you know, it goes back to trying to get people to wake up. You know, Allah is the only one that can bring them into the consciousness to be obedient. We got to do our da'wah, and the best da'wah is establishing community life. So people have something to gravitate to and get away from these other negative influences. And some of these people that was coached or was indoctrinated, and even the European, for their lust for the material world and to satisfy their ego, and they came to believe in this stuff, and they offspring believe in that stuff, and they don't want to let it go. And this holiday time is coming up. They're going to be running around with these jingle bells and making these sales and what they call that, inviting people to all this falsehood. And they glamorize it. They make it look so good and inviting. Everybody's supposed to be joyous and happy this time of the year. And a whole lot of crime be going on. A lot of killings, robberies, and, you know, some people just don't think nothing of it. And as far as falsehood and not believing in the true and living God, it's so easy for them to have the world, or at least America. Most people influence it in America, and not, they just don't believe in God no more. Yeah. Even though they say they believe in Jesus, they believe in a God. You ask them what God they believe in, and they can't describe a God other than the one on that cross y'all talking about,
yeah,
or the Son of God, or they describe something that limits God to limit God. God has no limit. They're limiting him to a being, something that they can see or touch, something that they can imagine or try to describe. And Allah say, He can't be described. So, you know,
that's
why it's so easy to influence this world. They don't have to worry about him because they don't believe in God.
Right, that's right.
So it's easy to lead them. As far as they're concerned, God is money and man, and the white man, because he got money behind his image and influence and commercialism. And he's all over commercialism, airwaves, promotion, sports. Allah says stay away from sports and games. What they do, everybody chasing sports and games. That's that. They keep promoting and advertising sport and game all the time.
Yeah.
And entertainment. And that's how they control the masses. You drop the word masses and you got asses. They treat them like asses. Got them running behind each other. Like the Quran say, they be like horses, panting. You run a horse to death. They just keep running behind one thing or another. So I said, I enjoyed what the two brothers came on with, alhamdulillah. And I just wanted to let you know that we were listening in. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got salam. Ma'am, we'll come back. And we got brother Ibrahim. He was regular and won't stay regular with us. He always bring in good information about something that Imam Wahid Muhammad gave to him and why he's here. So we thank Allah for both the Imam and for Brother Mubarak, a person that will sit back and listen and barely say anything. We thank him and for coming on and sharing with us tonight the way he feels. But we got to move out on business. We got to have businesses. I was looking at the paper tonight of Wendy's. Every one of their burgers is wrapped with bacon.
Oh.
Now you know what they're trying to say.
Now, God tells us to stay away from the bacon, stay away from the pig, the pork. And now they're wrapping around the burgers. So they know if it make you strong and dumb, it make you dumb and weak. And that's why they're doing it. Wrap the bacon around the good supposed to be 100% beef. And they, what they're saying, they can't get you one way, they'll get you. So we got to open restaurants and businesses that use a lab and that we grow the meat from that. I was looking at the internet also that many African-American farmers are growing some of the beautiful vegetables that you ever could see, collards, turnips, cabbage, you name it, African American. So you had to go to the internet to see that. So they, but they done made you think, they try to make us think that we're all lazy, that we don't want to work. That has been their scheme, not the righteous among them, but the devil that dwell among them. Imam said, the business people came together, and when they came together one year, there was a devil sitting up there among them. And the business people at that time said, what do the people need? We'll get the people. They need more brooms or vacuum cleaners. They need more linen, more pillowcases. We'll get that for the people. That's what the business people said. More cars, better cars. The devil says, let's create in them need, and then let's apply that need. And that's exactly what they're doing. We are applying need that we shouldn't even have. Clothes? Somebody got nowhere to live for clothes. There's no room under the bed or in the house for shoes. But we keep buying them because they done created in us a need that we don't need. This is the devil. Create in you a need that you don't need. They used to create it in you that you need 4 or 5 cars. Until the insurance company ran the insurance up so high that you barely can drive one car. They created in you that need. And then they punish you for having that need. You gonna tell me there ain't no devil? And these people tell you that he's telling you that, oh, he died for my sin. Then you say, come on, let's go downtown and tell the judge that. It won't move. You'll be standing there by yourself, saying things to you. But when the reality sets in, they don't move. They stand still, and they hold heavily to the ground, to the earth. So we thank Allah for this precious moment here on this Locked Out radio station. We're trying to encourage all our young people to go into business. Then we support their business. That's the only way we're going to go up as people. And then you got to get the people in the right frame of mind because they'll go in tennis and make billions of dollars and then they'll go off marry the enemy. I'm doing right now some of them enemies. Get an enemy wife. So when the enemy take them to court, take everything they got and give it to some more enemies. So let's wake up, people. We have the best. Elder Slum is the best God can give us. Don't get no better than that. And we are failing when we don't promote this religion in the way that Imam Wahid Muhammad gave us. And we are hurting our own self by supporting people who do not support what Imam was to Muhammad. And Imam said it himself. He said, I'm a be a witness for you, against you on the day of judgment. And Allah said on the day of judgment, the Imam going to be brought before the congregation and ask, what did they do for the people? Did you let the people down? Did you help them the way you were given this information? You're gonna be asked that question. Nobody gets away with that.
Can I send you a text?
Dahlia,
I hear you. Reference to the phone. And you came tonight, and they wanted to know if you had a
Dahlia
or anything.
Dahlia.
I'm on the phone.
I can hear you.
You might not have recorded it, but I just wanted to know if you had a CD in reference to it that you had done before.
Well, I probably do. Let me look in my archives and see if I have something.
Okay, right.
I remember doing a radio talk show in Dalton, Georgia.
When he told us that he gave us 5 cents, he did not cheat us out of any, that he didn't give everybody else. And one of the scheme of Satan would make us think that God loves him more than he loves us.
Very good education for children.
He's coming to me.
Yes, sir.
Assalamualaikum. I'm sorry. That was in reference to tonight's presentation. And I was trying to find out if there were CDs available that anybody could get that might want some with that information.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can call Imam Furqan. He got CDs on that. He can call Brother Imam. And he can
had it, but he didn't record it tonight. He didn't record it. Okay.
Okay, well, I record some of them now.
They're live then. There we go.
Okay, I'm recording in there. So all praise is due to Allah for this blessed moment. So if there's anyone in the queue got something else to say, you see someone want to say anything, Dahlia?
No, I don't see anybody else that has anything else that has indication here that they want to say anything. But I would like for Brother Imeen to see his own, if he has time, to... See, he clicked off right away give us his
advertising. Well, he set off
right
there. He
jumped
right
off. You don't have to try to do it.
You don't want to. So all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Allah is right by. So we're working on this business problem and on the problem of the image. We got to have business. Why are we going to give our money to people that are going to turn around and shoot us in the foot? Or turn around and pass laws to terminate us? Don't make sense. But we know our people. They said the blind lead the blind, they fall in the ditch. We know they're in the ditch. But the truth that we have will draw many of them out of that ditch. I see it just about every time we go out now. Talking about business. I'm letting the people know all these business around here belong to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The BP station, the Chevron station, Rose, Dunkin' Donuts, the China Kitchen, Big Lot, the clothing store, all of them belong in the mall, belong to everybody else, and we don't own nothing, and we are talking about we black and proud? We don't own nothing. We ain't got nothing to leave our children. We have nothing. Why? Because we have been trained not to think. We have been given language that don't even connect us with each other. Like the brother, like you, man, was saying, I love everybody. When you find people like that, you better watch out for them. Because they love the murderer. They love the person that will kill an old lady and take her check away from her. They love somebody who will break in the house and kill everybody in the house. Babies, girls, mother, father, kill everything in the house. If there's some goldfish in there, they'll kill them. These are the kind of mind that Netflix is making. BET. All these different channels and different networks. These are the kind of mind they are making. Showing our people as scum like. Huh? Good. They in business, but they scum like. They own a restaurant, but they selling drugs at the restaurant. They doing this. Own a beauty shop, but they showing our people who own a running a beauty prop, but they selling drugs. They prostituting out of the nail shop. These are the kind of image that these people put on us so they can stay rich. Most of the movies industry belong to the Jewish people. It's like the Buick that most of the people who buy Buicks is a long time ago, a little while ago, were nothing but Jews. They own the Jewish. They own the Buick company. Where they own Chevrolet, period. They own Ford, too. Huh? They own, they let you know they own. And most of the Jews will, if there's not a business in that neighborhood and it's 5-10 miles away or 20 miles or is in the next county, that Jew will leave that county he in and go by with a Jewish brother. And you can see why they on top. We don't go nowhere and try to find nothing we own, and we don't buy nothing from each other. Then we think it's inferior. And then when we buy something, a mistake is made, we want to kill the person that look like us over the business. We want to talk about them to death. Huh? I hear African-American talking about, I bought this car from an old Caucasian lady. That don't mean nothing. You can buy an old raggedy and bad running car from an old Caucasian person. But what you are saying in that language, that you didn't buy from someone look like you and you know you got a good car. That's what you're saying. So, brother, wake up. We're on the way we're going to come up. We have to learn to work with each other. Can't say love, but they'll mess that word up. The African American will tell them, I'm in love with her. And all he in love with jumping in the bed. Don't put no ring on her. She get pregnant, he run off. Where the love at? he need to be in the house, and he been put out door because the man didn't pay the rent. Where the love at? There ain't no love. He slapped her, but ain't slapping the money. He ain't going to hit the car. So where the love at? So we've been put in this jail. But the opportunity to come out of this jail is like that 35-year-old lady. Been a 35 woman, been a homosexual for 35 years. She realized 35 of her years of her life been thrown away on trash. Trying to please others. Trying to be with the crowd. And that's why most of our people got tattoos. I seen an old lady in the grocery store with a tattoo on her chest. She got grandchildren. They don't care about who he gets. They can get him from 8 to 80. He don't care. He's working. He's working 24/7 and then 10 hours extra overtime. trying to get up, trying to get the people. And he doing, he being successful, we done sat down. When we was out there with those papers, with our bow tie on, we were getting respect for the people. He ma'am come in and told us not to change nothing of good that his father gave us. We seen people change, wouldn't get up and sell the paper no more, wouldn't do nothing. We said to ourselves, I ain't doing it either. You see, nobody want to go to the masthead and open the masthead up or open the door, close it, leave people to sit down, search nobody. We seen people not doing that. We say, I ain't going to do it either. Satan gets you to see what he don't want you to do, and you look at that, you say, well, I ain't going to do it either. Look how bad the world done got since then. Mm-hmm. Done got worse. Nobody had no respect for no Muslim no more. They come on messy ground and shoot a Muslim tile. So if they doing that here, I know they're doing it all over the country. They said Elijah Muhammad, he called for 10,000 believers to come to Chicago. They came to Chicago, the 10,000 showed up. No fighting, then nobody bought no Muslim. The Muslim complicated guns that the aim at the kid, the people was trying to tell me they going to kill the army Elijah Muhammad when they showed up, all on rain. Huh? This is the power of unity. But where are unity at today? It's about being diminished. If it don't come back in a hurry, be sincere. And that's how we can go in business, because we go in the business, we ain't sincere. That business ain't going to last. When we had Steak and Tape, we had there, but most of the people that came in Steak and Tape was the, we call the lost and found. They was in there eating good burgers, good Steak and Tape, that good old Whitey H&G. They was in there eating it. We lost the contract for the white and cheese. But money was to turn that back around. We should be double making business now. You know, I never had no idea that I owned a fish market. We went in, brother gave us, let us buy him out, and we opened the fish market. Clean, one of the number one clean fish market in the land. But you know who wouldn't buy no fish from me? My mother and my father, who bought fish every Friday. They did not, even my sisters and brothers did not set their feet in the aisle in the stove in the fish market that I opened, that we opened. And I understand why. Because of that image. We hate each other. We can be born from the same mom and daddy, but let something good happen, and then I'm a Muslim too, and they call themselves. They could not support me.
That's right.
For that reason alone.
What's wrong with Christianity?
And I said Christian supported me. Muslim did not support me, and most of the people that bought from us were. We call lost and found. My family, because of the image in their life, because of the lies that have been told on Muslims, did not set foot in the Muslim restaurant that we had. And this is the thing. We write people to the masjid. We got to give them the full package that we buy from each other. That's not racism. We'll never be able to rise up as a people as long as we spending money with people who have no interest in our interests, have no, they care nothing about our problems.
and don't care if we ever come up. As long as we spend money with those kind of people, we always going to be at the bottom looking up, and we always going to be at a disadvantage. And they always going to have advantage on us. Because like I said, when you see a trial of a Caucasian man killed an African American, you know what's been happening. You know that Caucasian going to get away with that most of the time. You know if a Caucasian African American killer, Caucasian, and he was right for doing it. For example, in Mayweather, these Caucasians came up on this African American property, come up there to throw him out of the house he done bought, and he acting to leave. He ended up shooting one of them and killing him. They came out there and locked him up and gave his wife and him and everybody living in the house that he had hell. He almost lost everything. Even when they went to court and they told it was self-defense, the Caucasian people that stayed next door to him told them what happened. It was self-defense. They still locked him up. Mm-hmm. So long as you ain't got no justice because you ain't got no power, because you ain't got no money, and you ain't got no land, and you ain't got nothing to bargain with. They know that. You have nothing to bargain with. Power comes in the group. Working together, that's where power comes. Power comes up, we show up and tell the people we ain't paying, we ain't buying no, we ain't spending no money in the partner store no more. That's power. We ain't buying no more Pepsi Cola or Coca-Cola that we started. That's power. When we become like that, power will be for the good of humanity. Right now, we don't have no power. So let's think about coming together, working together. And here's a shame. They done convinced us that we can't work together. And when Allah said he raising us up to be the best for humanity. Allah said that. That's why he raised us. That's why he give us the Quran and the knowledge from that book to make us the best that he have created. Because right now, we look in the world, it's not the best. That's a share of what it should be. So, Daya, you know anybody else?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, we do. Hey, let me bring them in.
Who is he? Amen.
Okay, we have area code 323. Last four digits, 3149. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
That's from Lagos.
Well, they got some
Lagos, Massaland.
Oh, brother. Let me hear your brother. Had a good time.
Yes,
he just came back from our imam. Lost his wife. He lost his wife.
Oh, man.
But he got 14 children. And they put on a birthday. They put a thing together. We had a whole lot of Christians there.
A long
and we
way.
Had a, you know, we had a good time.
I passed out
them flyers, and they read them, and then I asked them to ask me some questions. You know. Alhamdulillah, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. Brothers and sisters, I actually experienced something tonight that a whole lot of these Christians is ready to submit to one God. They ready to do it, brother. And They was out. They started teaching against that image. They was teaching against the image. I said, all praise be to Allah. You know, and I told them, I said, you know, I had a leader and teacher, his name was Ali Muhammad, and he told us that man sharpened man and steel sharpened steel. I said, ask me some questions. And they read that flyer that I gave them of a remove all racial images out of worship that portray God. And they asked all the questions and made all the statements, you know, and they was honest. They were sincere. They wasn't. You know how somebody asked you something like that little young man got on it, was trying to slip something in there and try to attack your religion. They weren't doing nothing like that. They weren't trying to attack Islam or trying to attack Prophet Muhammad. It wasn't nothing like that, you know. And like the man said, his name was Churchill. He said he didn't want to know the truth. And he was they was a Seventh-day Adventist, one of them religions. He said I just want to know the truth. You know, and I said, well, you know what Jesus said? Know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, and it's got to be something that you feel that's not right in your soul. You know, the reason God brought us together here tonight. You know, I broke down to him that you only have two things as this, God, who is the creator of everything, and you got creation. I said, that's the only two things you got as this. Ain't nothing in between. There ain't no differences, you know. And I told him that the creator of the creation, anything in creation, you can see it with your naked eye. And I quote the Bible and say that if you see God, you're going to die. So nothing in creation, nothing you can see with your naked eye, you can't call that God because of what the Bible says. You're going to die. You call it God and you see it, you're going to die. So they understood that. You know, I say everything in creation you can see it. Everything I name, using your five senses, you can see it and identify. You know, you got the sense of seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, feeling, and hearing. You know, all these things. I say, if I was cooking fried chicken, a baked fish, a fried fish in there, I said, you can tell me the difference. You can tell me what it is that has been cooked because you smell it. Your sense of smell will make you identify. A picture will come into your mind, you know? I say, no picture comes to your mind. And I answer, for what reason? Why don't you see them when I say God? I told them that what makes you see is the creation, and there's nothing in creation that's like God. Nothing. There's knowledge makes you see, but you got to have something out of creation which makes up the knowledge. So there's nothing in creation. There's no knowledge, or there's no understanding that you can get that will make you see God. Anything you use out of creation, you can't use it to draw a picture of God through my five senses. I said, that's impossible. I said, that's nothing like God. I said, we got a word in Islam called Allah Akbar. And Allah Akbar means that God is greater. Greater than what? Anything you imagine he is, he's greater than that. Way bigger and greater than that. Allah Akbar. God is greater. They was agreeing. They was agreeing. You know, because I told them, if anything that you see them saying wrong, let me know. Check me. Stop me. They agree with everything. Then they start bearing witness to it. They start teaching me. So that's what time it is. That's what time it is. This truth will set you free. And they actually were set free tonight. They were free enough to make decisions. And they made some decisions. The man said, only thing I want to know is the truth. I'm not trying to pick or choose no religion. I want to know the truth. that was a beautiful thing. And we sat up there eating good. I mean, good. We eating good. They had the older people separated from the younger people, and they picked us up. A whole lot of food. Gumbo. Fried fish. They had chicken, turmeric chicken cooked with rice. Macaroni and cheese. They had about four or five different cheeses in there. Oh, yeah, the food was good. The food was real good. And they had gumbo. Gumbo. That gumbo was good. I don't like, gumbo don't impress me on it, but I liked it, that gumbo. I liked it, that gumbo. You know, they had everything in there. And this is made by Muslims. All his children like to eat. And they big too. You ever seen them? They big. Guess what? The brother Hauser went to. He went to my restaurant there in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was bearing witness. He said, I went to a restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. They had the best. I ain't never had no barbecue like that. I said, what a name. Shoot something. I said, that was me. Boy, that's a half. That's really something. I said, you came into my restaurant. Praise be to Allah. So these brothers right now, what they do, anything that's dealing with plumbing. They got a plumbing company. They got a plumbing company. All these boys, he got 14 children. 14 children. I would tell him how many children I had. He told me, I got 12. He said, oh, I got 14. I said, oh, you got me. He said, me, I don't do the lot. But everybody like this imam. They like him. He got good social skills. Mm-hmm. Everybody like him. And his children is just humble to him, And then there's all of them hugging him and things all the time, you know. And it ain't nothing like nothing strange with him neither. He acts like he be getting that every day. You know, you be reading stuff like that. You be watching the reaction. And you can almost tell when it's real and it ain't real, you know. But he just let me teach. He don't. He just let me teach. He don't say nothing. He don't try to criticize. He don't ever say nothing. If I ask him for some help, he'll give me some help. Praise be to Allah. You know, he have a masjid. He got a masjid. We go to his masjid, and we got some brothers that teach Juma and do Juma there. He got people that Hafiz is there. You know, to memorize the whole Quran. Praise be to Allah. So we're removing all racial images out of worship tonight. You know, and I got some names down of some young brothers that I told them to call them, and I want them to go out with me. I want them to start teaching on the outside. You know, because they were talking at the funeral. I went to the grave site and everything. I went to the grave site, you know, and they let the body down and everything. We went through the whole process. The whole process. We left them there, and then we went over to one of the son's house, had a big old house, and they laid it out for us. They laid it out for us. And the top of it was that they let me teach. So I thank Allah. I pray that Allah bless us. You know, with this removing your images out of worship, and giving us the wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and make us comfortable.
Amen.
In peace.
Amen.
So
what was the name of the masjid, Brother Suja?
What's the name? Rahman. It's a big old beautiful masjid that they had the janaza in. It was the Middle Eastern brothers where they had the janaza in.
As
always,
Allah Akbar.
That's
so
what
I told them.
I know you. He's not full time, but we're going to invite him to come back. He did an excellent job. Y'all miss Brother full time. He's not full time. But I know y'all had to do that. That funeral, I know that takes priority. But anyway,
yes,
so we're going to get ready to close out. Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.
Can you close us out, sir?
I certainly will. Tell Brother Suja to send us that fly. We don't want to hear more about it. Send us that fly. Get my address and send me that fly, brother.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
I sure will.
Yes, sir. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do return to him, and I do repent. Oh, Allah. Our Lord, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us and from your presence. Grant us mercy. Amen, Ya Rab.
Amen. Thank you for coming on. We had a full house tonight, and we look forward to having a full night again. The Block Talk Radio session is going into the Muslim Journal. And sister announced that her show, when her sister got a show, and she announced it now on her show. And she,
I like
she
that.
Got, you might be
like
on
that.
Tonight. I'm dear Lord.
I like
okay.
that.
Everybody, may Allah bless us all. Until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum to everybody.
Well,
Wa'alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Maybe we can get the sister's name, Agba, and we can be able to know when she's on or not, and she can let us know about her Blog Talk Radio show.